Hello, welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfit adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Hello.
Chris.
Hey.
Elmore.
Hello.
I fumbled that one. Zach.
What's up?
Marcus.
Hello.
Why have less when you can have more?
Chris.
This was the first fight we got into after sleeping, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I wanted to track. I don't remember what's. I think I just used one spell. I forgot to keep track.
Use that summon nature's ally.
Sounds like Marcus wants to get right into it, and I'm down. You guys just fought off the chef. Chris, you threw him into the fire, because...
Right on the grill.
That's how you wanted to kill him.
Yep.
So, you have a cooking chef now. You took care of the rest of the closets, and one of them is now on the ground, begging for forgiveness. Please don't kill me! You guys...
Who's he begging towards?
Fidget, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can Fidget do something?
Fidget can do it. Combat's over. It's you guys.
Oh, Fidget stabs it.
Okay, roll for it. I'll say it's flat-footed.
I mean, come on. It's looking. It's not even looking at me. Whatever.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, whatever it's doing. if it's in a surrendering position, I feel like it should be just like an automatic crit. You know?
Are you arguing with the universe right now?
I think they are, Marcus. I like the way you're talking today.
What happened to you, Fidget? Why are you immediately going for the kill?
Is Grimlock asking that a Fidget?
No, Grimlock, I guess I'm asking that out.
To Nathan.
Fidget's motives are her own, you know?
Okay, that's all I need to hear. Okay.
Please, God, don't kill me.
I mean, Fidget's going to keep going until it's dead or someone stops her.
It didn't even notice you stabbed it. Like, it went down, like, it was bowing down, you stabbed over it, it didn't even notice. Okay, you hit it. You stab.
Do you want to roll damage too? Is that what you want? I'll say it was. Did two of those hit? Three of those hit?
It died.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah.
Okay. So Fidget just stabbed this closet to death multiple times.
Fidget stands up, wipes the sweat off her brow, and looks at everyone and says, "Wow, good job, gang. You did a great job."
I love it. So motivated. Fidget is so awe-inspiring right now. Like, I am just proud of her right now.
Grimlock is looking at you a little confused, kind of like, I didn't know that's what we're doing here. But, you know, he shrugs it off and he continues on to...
Fidget gives Grimlock a big thumbs up, like, "Good job, Greglock. I saw you throw him in there. It was really good."
Are you okay? You just call me Greglock, Fidget?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm perfect. Everything's great.
Now, can I your perception door roll? Over there. Yeah, keep perception roll. Go ahead.
Got a 14. I just want to, is he okay? What's going on under his face?
It's Fidget. Looks a little bit more bloody with all the blood splattered around her. But she's cheery, smiling.
All right, that's enough for me. Convince Grimlock. He's turning around. He goes to the door. You're mentioning him.
It's just a wooden door. You guys want to open it up? It's not locked or anything.
No.
Okay, you don't.
What about this one?
It's closed forever.
I'll open that one. The one that I'm facing.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Marcus. You open it up, and it's a storage of food. It's a little more bare than you would probably like to see a pantry like this. It's got grains, meat, dried meat. There's a couple bottles of wine left. Basic porridge stuff.
That's what you wanted us to go look in the room for?
Yeah, we're gonna finish it, me and my crew, because I still have the thing I summoned for like I think it lasts for like 5 minutes or something. So until it despawns, we'll have breakfast.
did we already search the butcher's body?
No, I don't think so.
It's a medium rare right now.
All right, well, Fidget will just kind of like look at him and see if like she finds anything in his pockets. See if you can see anything bulgy and like in his pockets or whatever. Nah, it's nothing. I rolled a 2. I'm not even going to bother adding my scores.
You turn him over, you get a nice even cook.
I can't turn him over. He's huge. I have a minus 1 to my strength. I'm a tiny gnome.
Guys, it's starting to smell really bad in here. That was a hairy man.
Well, we're not going to be here long. Let's leave him.
God, you sick fucks. All right, you guys leaving him?
Yeah.
Marcus, did you want anything in that room?
Well, we'll just eat whatever is there. And then if it, I don't know, do you think that there's extra? Or, because everyone else is probably going to, right?
Are you asking me or them?
I'm asking you. Because you said that there's not that much, but there's only five of us?
Oh, there's enough to feed you guys for probably 3 or 4 nights. But, like, this pantry probably, it has the capability to be serving this whole hermitage for a month at least.
Yeah, so we'll take all the food that we don't eat.
Okay, sounds good. I'll give you guys rations for 3 nights then.
Cool. Fidget, cool. Yeah,
and then,
we'll take it.
And then this thing goes away. My eyes.
I don't have control of that. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. Sorry.
I can just put it to the side. Oh, you it's got gone. It.
Okay. Bye, friends. What are you doing?
Did that thing eat too?
Yeah. Everybody eat.
Everybody eat. Nom, 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 nom.
Delicioso.
Okay, on the, okay. Still eating.
There'll be one more.
The door on the east side of the room is gone.
The door?
I want to open it.
Okay, you open it. I already revealed the room to you.
Okay, and then I'm down the hallway, so I see that there's a couple other doors in this hallway. I want to open up as I walk by.
All right. So this first door that you open up to your right, it smells like B.O.
Let's wipe out the corruption, gang.
This room is well decorated. It has what looks like a bar. So once you enter the room, the doors, like the door frame, there's a bar that's wedged in between it that's just standing there by itself. On the there's a nightstand next to its bed. It's not there on the thing, but there's a nightstand there. It has like a glass with a metal sphere in it. There's a poster on the wall. And you instantly recognize this as the really, really handsome, like a drawing of the really, really handsome man that you see on Fidget's painting.
It's not Fidget's. Let's make that clear. It's not Fidget's.
I don't know who has it this night. It's whoever.
It was
the group shared pornography.
What?
You didn't say it was porn. What you said fuck? It was. You said it.
You
was
guys
just...
made it porn.
I was imagining Squidward, handsome Squidward.
Oh boy,
Bold and Brash.
Yeah, there you go, Bold and Brash. That's hanging in my bathroom right now.
I know.
So it's a picture Brendan Fraser playing George of the Jungle, obviously, pointing at you. Why are you
Brendan Fraser in The Mummy is the best Brendan Fraser.
That's facts.
Brendan Fraser in George of the Jungle is pretty good.
Period.
Brendan Fraser in Scrubs is sympathetic.
Oh, now I'm sad.
Sorry. Brendan Fraser in Blast from the Past.
Ooh, good pull.
Anyways, it's a poster of him pointing at you, and it says, "It's just you against you." And then on the wall, there's
pretty deep.
There's another poster.
How long did it take you to come over that, Joe?
And then on the wall, there's another poster.
That's too meta.
That says, obsessed is a word the lazy use to describe the dedicated.
Alright, no, where are you pulling these fucking things from?
Like overnight, Joe turned into one of those motivational people on Twitter.
did he pull up like a Wolf of Wall Street meme board or something?
Something. He's one of those people.
Vision board from Pinterest.
Joe just turned into one of those people that said, "I can't do a 9-to-5. I rise and grind every day. Let's get it, boys."
LLC Joe.
I
work for myself.
Go ahead, Grimlock.
He's in the room. He looks at the poster saying, "Only you could be you," or something. He tears it down. He doesn't care for that. Is anything behind it?
No. Just a wall.
I'm in the bedside table. What is this glass orb thing? What is this?
It's like a glass you would drink out of with a metal sphere, and like there's a brown substance at the bottom, and there's a cap on top of the glass. Sorry,
there's a sphere in the glass.
Yeah, like a silver, like not meshy. It's not a complete ball, but it hard to describe, actually.
Can I check?
Is it a cup with a brown sphere inside of it?
It's a cup with a lid on top of it, and inside of the cup is this metal sphere. It's not like whole. It's more of like it's the shape of a ball, but it's
globus.
Is yes. it hollow? Okay.
Yes, it's hollow. It's hollow. Thank you.
I don't understand.
Wait, it's a hollow sphere. She said,
it's a sphere, but it has like no mass on the inside.
No, okay. So imagine a sphere,
like a basketball, but like air in the inside. I think.
Okay. No, speaking of basketball. Okay, take a basketball.
God.
Take away all the orange, and you're just left with the black.
Okay.
Like the black lines. Mm-hmm. Pretend that's metal, but there's no other substance.
So wait, so is it like one of those like those little shakers they have in like those balls?
Yeah,
like,
in the protein shake.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, and a protein shaker,
like a strainer. Yes, yes, a strainer.
Yeah. Yes, yes, that's
it's a strainer.
Is that where the smell's coming from?
No, the smell is just all throughout the room. But there's like a brown texture on the bottom.
Good job, everybody. We got there.
we solved your riddle.
We fucking got there.
We solved my cup riddle.
Is Arcana, can that work? What is this? What
can't get at? Fucking nothing past this.
No.
What are we looking at, Joe?
It's not magical.
Craftsman, you're a crafter.
22? What is this? What do I roll? Tell me what I roll.
Do you have cooking? Cooking?
It is a fucking protein shaker. It's a fucking strainer. It's a cooking utensil. We found the fantasy protein shake.
Yeah, dude, we found the fucking the gym nuts room.
Is this his room, Brandon Frazier's room?
Gym nuts room.
Fucking G Fuel. We found his G Fuel.
Does the room appear like it would be the big boss's room? Is it like? Is it
the big boss?
The chef,
Brandon Frazier.
Oh, Brandon Frazier? No, yeah, it looks like Brandon Frazier's room.
Is there a box for the big boss to hide underneath?
And what's in the box?
No. There is that armoire to the south.
I'm digging through it.
You find...
Some protein bags?
No, you find multiple empty glass cans, like glass mason jars, that have a yellowish tint to them.
Glass jars. Got it.
I'm throwing those on the ground.
If you break them, they smell instantly of urine.
I don't break anymore.
Are the glasses?
What spell is that?
Dang, GL. I didn't know you were into that.
GL.
What else are you looking for, Chris?
I mean, is it just pee jars? Because I don't want to dig any.
Well, they're empty pee jars.
Oh, Fidget casts detect magic.
There's no magic in here.
Okay, she leaves.
Yeah, I rolled perception 21. Is there anything he didn't see?
There's no.
All right.
You guys got it all.
Okay, great.
I took down the other poster.
Oh, glad we went through that room.
Glad we spent so much time.
Yep, that's it.
Well, that was a bust. Oh, well. Come on, gang. Let's find this corruption.
Oh, man.
Do you guys want to go in this room? It's like, yeah. Oh yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing in here.
There was a lot in there. You guys learned a lot.
Pee jars.
He's a gym workout freak, and he spends a lot of time in his room.
You're opening the other doors, right?
Yeah, I'm opening everything as I pass them.
All right. Oh, damn it! Sorry, Elmer, you did notice something.
Was that fine?
Sorry. On the door, on the bed frame, there's little notches.
His G Fuel.
What notches? What do you mean notches?
Like Roman numerals.
What?
Carvings?
Yeah, just it's just it goes up to 15.
So, wait, like in order? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 15?
It counts up to 15. It's the Roman numeral for 15.
So just one numeral that says
not the Roman numeral, Joe. He's like he's scratching.
It's like counting by fives.
It's the notches on his bedpost.
Yeah, he's a little freak. Okay.
Aren't you glad you checked now?
Yeah.
These rooms are just bathrooms. With a bed in it.
Well,
all right. Let's go see if these doors open.
Well, there's still somewhere we haven't checked, guys.
Yeah, I know, but maybe the doors will open. anyway.
Well, oh, all right.
So we come out of this hallway and it's into the main, like, room.
With the mosaic tiles and the animals that talk to us on the walls. Joe, does this door open?
It does not, but you look closer to it, and next to the squirrel, there is what looks like where an acorn would go.
An acorn, huh? All right, cool.
Like a puzzle piece?
Who has
Does anyone have an acorn?
Yeah, I don't have an acorn. I did not get an acorn.
I don't have an acorn. We never found an acorn.
I got an acorn.
Joe, did we ever find an acorn?
That's not the key that has the shape of an acorn.
What key?
No, I thought that sounds like a Grimlock or like a
Fidget thing. If it's in our notes,
Grimlock's checking his pockets.
Checking for acorns.
We have a shiny dolphin. Nope. No
acorn Grimlock key. Pulls out the acorn key.
Oh, does Grimlock have an acorn key?
You guys definitely got it.
Big twist.
Big twist.
Because I even said the handle shape. I'm like that thing at the end of the key.
Yes, the handle, the whole handle thing.
I don't remember this at all.
Remember? You remember?
I don't. Oh, I really don't. Which room do we get it from?
The rectangular one. I take out the key and I pop it in the door.
You open the door?
I'm opening it. I'm like, guys, I'm gonna open this thing. I got the key.
Boss battle. Get ready.
All right. You got it, GL. You got your back.
Did you want to search any place else before you left?
Nope. No, I mean, if they open the door, then we're opening
the door. Before I open the door and Anna Karma's right next to me, I whisper to her, like, do you notice anything off with Fidget? She's acting real strange.
She is doing amazingly. I fully support her right now. She is fully coming into herself and becoming a strong and powerful woman.
As you guys look over, Fidget is, like, stabbing the air with her knife.
What?
Look at that. Look at that. Isn't she just amazing?
I mean, it's something. I don't know. Okay, if you say so. I don't really. Whatever. I put the acorn key inside the door.
Right. It fits perfectly. And it opens slowly into a giant room. In here, you see. All right, you open the door. Beyond the door, there's a large and resplendent shrine to Gazra, the wind and the waves. The floor, which bears a mosaic depicting Gazra's battle against Rovagog, the evil god, in the defense of all creation, is broken by two narrow moats, one filled with churning water, and the other with shrieking winds. Four slender bridges cross these moats, which appear bottomless. At the far end of the chamber is a raised dais, with an altar in front of two massive statues. One depicts a bearded storm elemental, holding aloft a bolt of lightning. The other is a stern woman, wearing clothing of sea foam and wearing an ornate floral crown. There are two corrupted hermits in this room as well, along with two giant monitor lizards who, underneath their jaws, is starting to, their drool is green and is starting to erode the ground underneath them. And by the first hermit you see in the room, there is a crumpled heap of a man that's just covered with his robes, and the corrupted priest is saying, "Don't you see? This is what Gazra wanted us to do. This is what they need us to do to cleanse these lands." The other corrupted hermitage looks over and says, "There is another." I was waiting for you guys to just pop in the room then.
Oh, are we supposed to?
Age enter, right?
Everyone's too scared.
I mean, Grimlock and Anna Karma are the ones close to the door.
Oh. All right, I step in side by side, Anna Karma.
What are you doing here? Who are you?
Well, my name is Anna Carmen de Santiago. This is a Grimlock Brownbreak, and beyond these doors, there are a few more of our friends. Are we interrupting something? Seems like something's going on here.
Yes, we are trying to convince this fool that the demons are helping Gazra cleanse the world, cleanse this island.
Oh, those demons suck.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. They tried to kill us, so we killed them. Well, a good amount of them, actually.
You killed the demons.
A good amount of them, yes.
Oh, yeah. So what are they doing here? Yeah. Cleansing the land, you say? Good old cleansing?
We're going to cleanse. And we're going to cleanse you.
And they start running towards the bridge.
Good old genocide, eh?
Yep. And we're going to roll for initiative.
Hey, cleanse us. Whoa, why are they getting some free movements right there, bud?
You guys got free movements.
We entered the room.
You said you were waiting for us to enter, so we entered.
This fucking lizard did fucking straight up 15 feet of movement right now.
That's a good catch, Nate. Good catch.
I saw that. Right. Yeah, put them back where they were.
There okay, go, what, right what there. Is Snap doing right now?
Whoa, everyone, hold on.
Whoa. Snap. Come back.
Tactical positioning.
Yeah, right there. That's good.
Like, you're all against me or something.
We are. Right, we're trying to win.
There's no winning. How do I do this again? Okay, there you go. All right, let's see here. Oh, Violet's still in this damn initiative. Oop. You guys remember Violet?
I don't see a Violet. Never mind.
Nope.
I don't know who the fuck Violet is. Fidget got a big number, Joe. Let me know when you're ready.
I'll let you know. Besides these
four, there's a fifth person on the floor.
Yeah, that's not Mark.
Yes. Okay, give me Anna Carmen.
18.
Fidget?
24.
Naz?
9.
Grimlock?
8.
And Snap?
23.
All right, Naz, I have you twice on here. I don't know why. Go ahead and...
I don't know why.
Oh, not ascending. Ascending's bad. Descending. All right. You battle music. Anna Carmen, you're up first. No one has moved. There are four. There's a bridge separating you guys. And underneath that bridge is a torrent of air.
Wait.
Go ahead.
What did Anna Carmen get?
A 26.
I said 18. What are you talking about?
I got 26.
Oh my god. Grimlock, you got a 16, right?
Yeah, an 8.
What is going on? What happened?
What'd you do, dude? Did you just have a stroke?
Snap, buddy.
You have a 23,
yeah.
What? No, Naz. You got a 9, right?
Yeah.
Look at the thing, the chat.
You okay?
I don't know, guys. Digit, it's your turn.
So you said that there's a whirling gust right there? Like, you know, so theoretically, if any of us fell in, it's done? It's all game over?
It seems bottomless.
Oh, not a gust going upwards? Oh,
it's a pit!
It's a moat.
It's a moat. It's not a moat if there's no water in it.
I meant the wind was blowing upwards, like a video game where you can, like...
Oh, no. No, it's not like that.
Okay, so you said it seems bottomless. Can I check to see if it is bottomless? If someone falls through, they will fall through? Is that, something I can do?
That's a way you can check.
Yeah.
I feel like you're tricking me.
No, you can go ahead and check.
Would that be an action, Joe?
Yeah, it's a perception check.
What if he jumps over it and looks at the same time? One action.
Then I would give it to him.
Do it, Nate.
Well, I'm not moving. All right, that's 26. Is it bottomless? Is it an illusion?
I mean, I don't know how you could see from back there. I think you'd have to be up next to it.
Well then. Then I wasted an action.
No. He'll do it later.
Fine, whatever. I'm just taking a shot.
You want to use that 18?
I'm not moving. I'm not. So that didn't happen. If you're not going to tell me what it is, then it didn't happen.
I'm saying if you want to take your shot.
No, I'm going to use. You want me to use an 18 for my shot?
Yes. You rolled it. I'll let you have it.
All right, Joe. This fucking lizard falls in the pit.
Wait, what?
Fidget just goes, don't worry, guys. I'll take the first hit. And she makes a big elaborate motion with her hands and makes a big pushy movement while kind of like almost screaming it into incantation. And I used my second level spell, telekinetic maneuver, and I'm going to shove this creature. The crows of lizard right here.
Is there a save?
No, because I use my I can use my spell attack roll instead of athletics check. So with that 18, it would be 27.
I see why you laughed. So it falls. You do hear a thud after about 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Two seconds.
So it's not a very.
That's not very bottomless. That's like.
Not a
that's
very like, deep pit.
Okay, let's say 4 seconds.
Oh my god,
that's pretty good. Pretty good fall.
Roll some fall damage, then, Joe.
I don't have to. I know what it is.
Oh. Are they crying for help down there?
And okay, and with that, she'll use her next action to her last action to move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go get him, gang! I'm cheering you on.
I like Fidget.
your what? Actions say otherwise.
What have I done against Fidget? And the Carmen, now it's your turn.
No, it's not. It's Snap's.
I think it's Snap's.
What the fuck is going on?
I had a 23.
He had 23, I had 18.
What is wrong with me?
Did you have a stroke? Count, right? I think you had a stroke.
Oh, Snap, go ahead.
I hold.
I
hold until the doorway clears.
That was beautiful. Not gonna lie.
Until the bottom of the round.
That's beautiful.
I'm glad.
Alright, now it's Grimlock's turn.
No, shut up. I was gonna turn off my computer.
Alright, so this is a wind crevice thing.
Yes.
There's a wind current there? Like, is there even a wind current, or is it just a fucking, just like a cavern? Just
no, it's wind. It's pretty fast moving wind.
Okay.
Even, like, it's so fast that when you heard the thud, you could have swore it should have been louder. You should have heard a splat.
Okay. These are, like, bridges over the things?
Yes, they're stone bridges.
All right. 5, 10, 15. All right. Cool. I moved up to the corrupted priest, and I'm going to try to kick him backwards into the pit.
All right. What do you have to do for that? I'm assuming you looked it up.
Fucking kick him. I don't know. What's the...
He has to perform a shove. We have to attempt that athletics check against your target's fortitude DC.
Wow, look at that. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, I pulled it up so I can know, so I can learn what shove did.
All right.
Make sure I can do it so, for my telekinetic maneuver.
D20.
Be prepared for your turn, Nathan.
9 plus...
Blah, 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 blah,
7. 16.
Against his fortitude?
Yep.
Does not succeed.
Well, I'm a hero point that already. All right, I'm gonna do it again. Okay. It's terrible. All right, does that count as an attack?
It takes an action. Yes, it's an action.
But does it take? Yeah, does it? If I attack this dude now,
I think that does make it suffer the attack penalty.
No, yeah, no, because it does have the attack tag on it.
All right. Well, I draw my rapier. That's an action, actually. That's all 3. I moved, I shoved, and I drew my weapon.
Don't worry, Kamada. You'll get him next time.
I don't call him Kamada? Like the olive?
I don't like this.
I honestly didn't hear what Fidget said.
Come on, the wind. Grimlock, it's your turn.
Alright, let's do it. I move in closer as well.
Grimlock leaps over. I double move.
I passed Anna Carmen. Now I'm looking right at the big boss.
And you're standing over the humpled body that's trying to crawl away.
Yep. Exactly. And I attack big boss.
Alright.
Actually, what is a big boss? What's his equipment? What's he doing? What's going on?
He's got hide armor, gray robes, a trident, and a wooden shield.
Cardboard box.
He's in a cardboard box?
Snake. Yeah.
In a Metal Gear reference? Okay.
Big boss! Yes!
Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna have regular attack, you know.
Okay.
Roll 1.
And I roll a 13. 6 plus 7.
That's gonna miss.
Okay, my turn's over.
Alright. It is that guy's turn. Oh, no, it's not. It's the one that Anna Carmen tried to fight. Not tried. You are fighting. You know what I mean. It's gonna take its trident, and it's gonna take an attack against you, Anna Carmen. It rolls an 18.
The priest has a trident?
Yes.
And 18 total?
18 total.
It does not hit me.
Alright, it's going to try to... it's going to step away from you and go across onto the altar that's up here. And he is going to throw his spear at you now. Or throw his trident at you.
The nimble dodge. Nimble dodging.
Alright, he rolled a 24.
Watch out!
Even with the
minus? Even with his attack number 2, yeah.
Son of a... Yeah, 22. No, that beats it.
Alright, so that does 6 points of damage as it sticks you in your leg. But he is tridentless now.
Yeah, he's weaponless.
You eat that. You eat those, Anna Carmen. You eat those for breakfast.
Apparently I do. Barely nothing.
Alright. The next one. It's like, no, my lizard! And He lets go of the chain that he was holding onto of the other lizard that's to his left. And he takes swing at you, Grimlock, with his trident.
Nimble dodge.
That's a 14 to hit.
Miss.
He's going to try one more time. A 20.
That is a hit.
All right, he does 10 points of damage to you as he stabs you. And then he's going to raise his shield for his third action. The lizard is going to try to take... actually, it's going to move.
Going to jump after its mate.
Yeah, it is.
It's going... he's going to say, protect Fendel, protect Fendel. And so it gets in between you guys and the other corrupted priest. And he's going to take it by Anna Carmen now. Oh, I just rolled a d20. My bad.
These lizards are talking?
No.
No,
who said that?
Where'd that come from?
The corrupted priest said it.
The corrupted priest or this guy?
That guy, yeah. Sorry. That guy said it. In Krisha.
Big boss.
And he, so he says, protect Threndel. The giant lizard goes over to the bridge to stand in between you two. Takes a bite out of you, Anna Carmen, for an 18.
Doesn't hit.
All right, and then it's going to try... going to try to bite you one more time. A 19?
No.
All right, misses both attacks with its jaws. And then you guys can hear what seems to be like claws against the wall from where the lizard fell.
So you lied to us.
I said it seemed bottomless. Naz, it's your turn. Unless you want to go snap.
I'm going to kind of stealth into the room.
They are going to be able to see you. They have a clear line of sight on you.
You would argue that they're distracted.
As long as there is nothing in between him and them, they you can't stealth. Like, if you ended where a place there's obstruction of line of sight, that's when you can stealth. But if you are stealthing into a wide open room, there's nothing you can do.
Not even like walls?
There's no walls here, Zach.
There's no walls. It's literally the most open room you've been in.
You can hide under a bridge.
This wall.
You can hide in the pit.
That's in a different
room. Zach's trying to blend into the wall.
Like, Zach's trying to be the wall.
Like, what I think it was Emperor's New Groove, I think, where Kronk is trying to stealth along the wall. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, he's like following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the painting within the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm going to do that.
You do that, and you have the strangest feeling. They can see you.
It doesn't. It's so weird.
It's as effective as Kronk did in the movie.
Just go in there and cast Fireball.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. It's a great
movie. I don't know if you're kidding or not about having that, but you probably shouldn't do that.
He doesn't have Fireball. He has Conjure Flames.
No, oh. You do it to the two behind them. That'd be clutch. Because that dude is underneath the thing. So he'll dodge it.
Produce flame. Yeah. Minor magic.
Mm-hmm.
1d20 attack. Okay. I'm a flame him.
roast him.
Yo, you hella ugly. Your mama doesn't even like you. Okay. Boom. Okay.
Oh my god, Zach, hero point.
You rolled a natural one.
No, I didn't. I did.
Hero point. Don't listen to Chris. He just wants you to have your moment.
Yeah, what does Chris know?
He wants
on a minor magic spell? Okay. You do you. Do it, Zach.
No.
Do it, Zach. Do it, pussy.
I'm not.
Oh.
Shit. Uh-oh.
Don't talk to my cousin like that.
Chris,
protect me.
The mate's about to get beat up.
Yeah, he is. I'm gonna get my cousin. That's my turn. I'm out.
Yeah. Snap. If you don't move now, you're gonna lose your turn entirely.
What?
Am I timed?
Well, no, because if you don't move now, it's the end of the round.
I have 10 seconds. Yeah. Well, actually, first I will send in Snowflake. This is kind of a developing battlefield. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I'll go here. So kind of, so it's like, and then I'll attack the thing to my left, the lizard, right, with Snowflake.
Lizard on lizard crime.
Oh, you guys are in trouble now.
I'm not a lizard. Snowflake is not
a lizard. Yeah, I thought it was a dinosaur.
Or I have feathers and stuff. Or Snowflake does. Oh, that's a 23.
That's a hit.
Ooh. Chomp that lizard.
Chomp it.
6 damage. No, 5 damage. And then back up to here.
That drive-by attack is so clutch.
Nicely done, Snowball!
What is this bootleg fidget that we got going on?
This is like Shadow Realm fidget. I don't know what's happening here, but I like it.
And then I'm gonna sling attack the same one with Snap. I think that's a 20 to hit. Yeah.
Alright, that's a hit.
What does this sling do? 1d4?
Yeah. 1d4 plus your strength.
1 damage.
Against which one?
By Grimlock. Okay. The lizard by Grimlock.
Alright. Point counts. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Alright, Fidget. Your turn.
Alright. Oh, you guys are in trouble now. Time to bring out the guns. And she makes finger guns and casts magic missile.
On which one?
Two on... She uses all three of her actions. Two on this guy and one on the lizard behind Grimlock.
Okay. Let's see that damage. How much we be doing?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, so 2 for the priest. That's going to be 6 points of damage, of force damage. And 1 on the corrosive lizard. That's going to be 3 points of force damage.
All right. As some blue force gets...
Green.
Green, sorry. Please forgive me.
It's fine.
All right, green force. Go ahead and bludgeon the two creatures.
They zip zap around the room. They slam into them.
Yes, zip and zap. And Carmen, your turn.
I'm mad at the guy that threw the trinket, the trident.
The trinket to me.
I'm gonna try to shove the lizard into the pit again.
Yeah, let's shove.
Yeah, shove it in there.
Okay.
Oops, it's in there. Natural 20. Get in the hole.
Yep, it goes in there.
It's out of there. Get out of the way, son.
Oh, that's in the water too. Damn it.
So since you did a crit.
That's water?
Yeah. Lizards can't swim.
I thought it was air.
Well, no, in fact, lizards can't swim.
No, this one's air. The more blue one is water.
Oh. Ha ha. Can the lizard swim, Joe?
Lizards are known for their swimming prowess.
Okay.
All right, keep going. Right.
So shoved it. That was one action. Then I'm moving up to the priest. Second action, and then I'm gonna attack it.
Alright.
Rolled a 2. Okay. Not gonna hit. Does an 11 hit, Joe?
No, 11 does not hit. But you had a very productive turn. Very annoying turn. Grimlock, it's your turn.
It's mad. We winning.
All right, I'm going to tamper with his armor. I see his armor. I just love tampering with stuff.
You guys are the most annoying party
ever. we're the party of stat debuffs. That's what we like to do.
Call us the pranksters.
Yeah, the pranksters.
You trip people, you push people, you pants people.
Dance?
Spray people.
What?
What'd you say, Nate?
spray
people.
My name is Zach, and I do not condone what he just said.
Okay, spray people.
Oh my god,
that's gonna sound pretty wild. Just FYI,
is it
for when you edit it? It's because you cut out in like the first couple words, or first couple like letters.
The what? The first letter.
It was like half a syllable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey people. Pray people.
Sounds like that.
Let's push through this.
Yeah. I crafted. I'm against his reflex DC. I'm guessing I missed with a 14.
That doesn't do anything.
All right, I'm going to overdrive my weapon. It's another crafting check.
That's too much power.
You're in for it now. He's a charge in his axe.
Regular success. Okay, so I get the plus 2 to my attack, and I'm going to attack him.
G-L-G-L-G-L-G-L.
16.
With your plus 2?
No, plus 2 to damage, not...
That's a miss.
Oh my god. Okay, that's my turn. That's it.
All right. It's the priest's turn. The priest looks what you just did to the lizard. He has a little bit of fear in his eye, but then his hands start moving in like finger tutting stuff and
what?
Finger tutting?
Yeah, finger tutting. And behind you appears something.
Behind who? Behind me?
Yes. Sorry. No. Behind Snowflake.
Whoa! What's Snowflake ever do to you?
That's Naz.
And behind Snowflake, appears an air elemental.
Tables have turned.
What is this?
That's an air elemental.
What is this trickery?
What is this trickery?
And that's his whole turn. Now it's time for the Inkrisha, the one that you're fighting, Grimlock. He is so distraught that both of his lizards are now in pits. He's just going to attack you. He's going to go into a rage, and then he's going to attack you twice.
Whoa, relax. Now come back up.
A 14 misses, and then a 9. He misses again. He's so upset. He's missing everything. He's just, his eyes have gone bloodshot. He's distraught. You see the lizard starting to make its way to the altar. Actually, it has to roll or else. Oh, okay. It makes progress. It actually gets to the altar and is able to climb out. It rolled a 15 athletics check, and that was the DC. Naz, it's your turn. Oh, and Grimlock, you see the lizard. You can see the other lizard's head starting to peer over the side of that moat.
So they're just gonna keep summoning stuff? Is that what they're doing?
There's a thing right next to me, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna stab it.
Okay. Yeah!
What?
That hits.
Is it dead?
No, it's not dead. Sorry.
How about now?
It's not an air element, so it's an air method.
Okay.
No, but your other one was a crit.
That's very different.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
It's very different.
I was very worried, and then now I'm not worried anymore.
Is it really just a method? Hold on, there's no way it's just a method.
I mean, I think it's...
He probably is casting summon elemental.
It is summon elemental.
Yeah, that's the same thing I use.
Yeah.
You summon a method.
Yeah, I summon an ice method. So that's only
I think it's just air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a concept than a being you can fight.
It's a second level spell, right?
Yeah.
Joe.
Oh my god.
Joe, why are you trying to kill us, man?
Alright, well that's...
Is it my turn? Is it Snap's turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
I'm gonna try and stab it one more time.
Okay.
That motherfucker hits. That hits him!
Why are you so weak? Why do you do 6 damage?
What happens? It doesn't
hit, it's a minus 10.
When you attack for the third time, Zach.
I don't know, but does it hit?
Minus 10.
No,
okay then. Next. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Even if you did hit, it's only 16.
Hold on. It's a minus 8 because it's a dagger. It's finesse.
Yeah.
It's AC 16.
Hey, man, don't let us talk trash to you.
I know, Zach. What happened on your third try?
Okay.
Yeah, but
you still couldn't answer the question.
Yeah, but I still hit that bitch.
Let's see how he takes the stabbing. Let's see how he takes it.
Is he dead?
He's dead. Bitch. You killed it.
You killed him. Oh my god.
How did he kill it?
I can't believe he killed it.
Fuck all of you guys.
I was about to be so afraid of that thing, too.
It was going to push Snowflake into the damn moat.
He was like air elemental coming in high, and it died in 2 stabbings.
Oh, man.
People survived those.
That's such a weak spell. I was so excited for that.
Naz is tight.
Joe.
Snap, it's your turn.
Joe, ask Zach what happens on the third hit.
ask me.
Zach, what happens with the third hit?
I kill shit.
Got him.
That's what the fuck happens.
Snap, it's your turn.
That's wild. Okay, it's a lot of options, right? Let me think about it. I will, well, first Snowflake will attack the... what is he, a captain? He's like a gladiator kind of vibe thing.
What? I think he's a barbarian. He was raging at me.
He has a trident, though.
Barbarians can have tridents. All of them here have had tridents.
Pretty presumptuous. Does a 16 hit?
16 misses.
Alright, then I retreat. And then I'll actually cast Ray of Frost on him as well.
Okay.
Which is 2 actions. What do I add? Damn it, that's probably nothing.
Your spell modifier, which is for you, wisdom plus your expertise in it. It's not going to be a plus nine. You're going to miss on that.
Okay, yeah. So I'll miss.
Yeah.
And then that's my turn.
Okay. Fidget, battlefield is pretty ugly.
Can I make a perception check?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to. Can I see who's looking more rough between the lizard and this priest in front of Anna Carmen?
I'll give it to you for free. The lizard.
Oh, okay. Okay. Tilt kinetic projectile, throwing something loose, a loose brick at the lizard.
There's actually no loose bricks here.
Fine, my knife. There you go. 17
plus.
Fucking plus 9.
I just wanted to see if it was a crit. I was trying to help you.
26.
It's not a crit. You hit it though.
11 points of damage, piercing damage.
Ow. Okay. It just stabs into this lizard as its blood starts to seep into the altar up here, and the stone erodes a little bit more. Anna Carmen, you're face to face with the corrupted priest.
That's not
all by yourself.
My turn's not done yet.
Jack. Oh, sorry. Sorry. That was presumptuous.
Good word.
I'm gonna move over here next to the statue and get a better view of things. And as I'm passing by, I'm just gonna give Anna Carmen a long thumbs up.
Does it give her a bonus to attack? What does that do?
It's a minus, if anything.
Okay.
Anna Carmen.
All right. I'm going to try to intimidate this dude. All right. So I'll just roll for that. 12 plus 7, 19 against its will. Let's just say will.
It's will DC.
Yeah.
Give me a second here. Let me find that. That's going to... What is the total?
19.
That's going to fail.
Oh, God.
Okay, will or priest?
I would hope so. He's a priest. All right, well, I'm going to tumble through this guy's legs and tumble behind it. Oof. Oof, oof, oof.
He's willful. He's not very reflexive.
Yeah. So I might beat him still. I forget if this is athletics or acrobatics. I'm just going to say... acrobatics.
Is that because it's higher for you?
No.
It's definitely acrobatics if you're going between someone's legs.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. So that 7 is plus 11, 18.
It's acrobatics, yeah. It succeeds.
Boom.
He is flat-footed for your first attack.
Flat-footed.
And you get your panache.
Yep, panache, baby. Oh, 18 plus 9.
You're gonna... that's a crit.
Ooh.
With your panache point.
With my panache point. All right. Let's see here. All right. So I get 2d6s. That's unfortunate. Plus 4. 10 points of damage, but I get that additional d8 dice. Since it's a deadly d8 tag on the rapier. Ooh. 16 points of damage, Joe. I believe. Ouch. Hold on. Give me 1 second. It's actually 16... plus 2 more points of precision damage, so 18 total.
You stab him right in the back as you tumble through his legs. He's still up, but that hurt.
Beautiful.
Grimlock.
Oh, you know what's coming.
You what? Are you tripping him?
Going for the trip. Plus 7, 17. I don't know if that's going to beat his
deep speed. That's not going to do it.
Okay. Missed the trip. Going in for the attack after that.
Against Fortitude DC, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That hits, though?
Nope, that was...
Oh.
Can I use that 16? What is that?
That's the same thing. It's still attack. Yeah, you hit. Just roll again and see the damage.
Okay, so for that attack, I got a 6 points of damage. I only rolled a 4 on that. And then I attacked again, and I only got an 11.
And that's going to miss. But the first hit does land clean. You slip right past its shield guard, and you chop it with an axe.
Oh, 6 plus 2 from the...
the overdrive?
Yeah.
All right. Goes a little bit deeper. All right, it's the guy, it's the priest that Anna Carmen just stabbed. He is going to turn around, and he's going to stick out his hand against you, Anna Carmen, and his hand becomes a, like, needle-type image, and it just pokes you in your chest. Can you give me a Fortitude DC? Wait. A Fortitude save.
Wait, I don't have to, like, wait. I don't get to, like, how does his hand hit me, touch me?
Joe.
It touches you, yeah.
Does Fidget recognize the spell?
Yes.
Counterspell.
Yeah. Ooh, shit.
You have to roll to recognize it? Because I know you know the spell.
If I know the spell, I know the spell.
I know, but...
Tell him! Tell him!
And the other Pathfinder used to have to roll to find out if you knew it, but I know the spell's on your list. I'm going to say you just do it. You counterspell him.
Yeah, a creature that casts a spell that's in your repertoire.
Yeah, it's in your repertoire. It was Spider Sting.
Yeah, all right, so I lose a spell shot, spell slot, but I so
that counts. You'd be dead. And Carmen, you'd be dead.
Why'd I have to describe this shit?
I mean, I would have asked anyway if it's a touch spell, because I have other touch spells in my thing, too. I would have asked.
So the priest goes to, like, touch you menacingly, but it's just his hand, and it's just an awkward moment. And then he backs away.
No man shall touch Anacarmada.
What the fuck is going on with Fitch?
Did you hit her head?
I'm over being worried about it.
Grimlock's the only one that cared, and now he's afraid. It's the one that's in a death duel with Grimlock. He's still raging, and he's gonna strike out with his trident as soon as I can find the trident button. Alright, let's see. A 29.
That is what they call a critical hit.
It does 24 points of damage to you he slips underneath your last attack and jams upward with his trident.
Okay. Grimlock briefly yells out, and just so everyone that's looking at me, he's real beat up. I may or may not have only one hit point left.
He can tell. He's gonna try to push you.
Okay.
I'm thick, Joe. Watch out.
This is like when Qui-Gon died.
Who's Obi-Wan? And why are you just watching?
It's right, Naz over there.
It's athletics. I got his fortitude.
Naz is Obi-Wan. I'm about to realize
this. Naz is Anakin.
You are getting sacrificed right now, Chris, for Zach to realize his full potential and take down this guy.
To realize the rules of combat.
And to merc shit. You guys forget. I just murdered somebody.
It's a 12 against your fortitude DC.
Nope.
He's going to try it again.
Joe's in love with this.
It's a 7. It's even worse. It's a natural 1.
There we go.
I was just jealous because we pushed 2 of his guys in the pits and he didn't get any one of us.
Speaking of the guys in the pits.
It's that picture of Carl Anthony Towns trying to post to Boogie Cousins and Boogie's just sitting there. Post it in the Twitter, Joe. They'll know what it means.
Yeah, when we drop this episode, that'll be it. But speaking of in the pits, the lizard that finally climbs his way out is approaching you, Naz, and it's going to take a bite with its last action here. There's a 30 hit.
No.
Is a 30 a critical? Sorry.
No.
Okay. So that's 10 points of damage, and I believe it gets to grab. Yes. Oh, no, I can't do the grab. But you also are going to take 1d6 of persistent acid damage until you get through the flat check to stop it. And Nathan, is that flat check 10 or is it 15 for persistent damage?
For
is
what?
The flat check for persistent damage, is that 10 or 15?
I don't know. I don't have anything like that.
Okay. I'll look that up while we do this. But
I'll look it up. You keep moving.
Okay. And then the other lizard who climbed up on the altar is right behind you, Anna Carmen. It's gonna attack you with its bite.
Nimble dodge.
Okay. It's 26.
Damn. Alright.
It only does 3 points of damage.
I eat those.
But then it's going to try to grab you with its teeth.
What do you mean, grab me?
Does a 17 beat your fortitude, DC?
Where the hell can I see that? It's like the first time anybody's ever asked me that. I don't know how to answer.
So there's your AC, there's your fortitude, there's your reflex, and your will. Your fortitude save is just your fortitude score plus 10.
18 then.
All right, so you beat it by 1.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's going to try to chew on you one more time. It rolls a 16.
To hit?
Yes.
No.
All right, so the first one hits, and you're going to take some damage on your turn, persistent acid damage, as the teeth sink into you and its slobber gets into your bloodstream.
Gross.
It's a 15, Jeff.
It's a 15? Thank you.
Yeah.
Naz, it is your turn. I'm going to need you to roll me a flat check to see if you can stop this acid from spreading in your body.
It was a D6, right?
The D20. All right, so you fail. The acid still goes within your bloodstream, and you're going to take 3 points of acid damage.
Okay. Can I try and push this dude in the water?
You can try, and that's air behind you, behind it.
That's air?
Yes. It's like a wind current.
And if he gets pushed into it, he'll go into the water?
He'll go into the air. Why would he go into the water?
The air might push him into the water. I don't know.
He climbed out of that one.
What?
He just climbed out of that one. He was in the wind, and he come back out. Now he's face to face with you.
The streams are crossing.
I don't know how they're not touching, but somehow they're not touching.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't ask about that part.
No, don't ask about the geometry.
What? What do I have to do athletics?
It's an athletics check against his fortitude DC.
Oh my god!
You are trying to
hero point. Oh fucking A!
You do not move this thing at all.
Okay, well now I'm just gonna try and stab it.
Hey,
you're gonna
that hits.
You're gonna miss with that attack.
What?
You're gonna miss.
I don't know what you told me.
I'm telling you, you're missing.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got one more action. And you're gonna miss with the -4.
All right. Perfect. I'm dead.
Snap. It's your turn.
Believe okay, you guys. It's real tough out here. So first, I'll have a snowflake attack the thing in front of it. The lizard. Miss. Really bad miss. And then take a step back. And then I will cast... How dire is the situation? It's pretty dire, right?
Grimlock's at 1 HP, and... Yeah, Naz probably isn't looking great.
I'm chilling, you know?
I'll cast heal for 2 actions at level 2.
Oh.
To heal Grimlock from where I'm at for 2d8 plus 8. So 16.
Thank you. 16 I total. Lied. I wasn't really chilling. I was bleeding out.
Get that. And that's my turn.
All right. Good turn, Fidget. You got a good view of everything.
Mm-hmm. I got a good view of everything. I just don't know what to do. There's not. I mean, everyone's kind of spread out. And I was kind of hoping that, you know, like we would have like killed some things by now. But it's not really working out that way.
Yeah, you guys have really spread out your damage.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
Naz got a kill.
Naz does have a kill.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. She's gonna. There's a trident on the floor, isn't there? Right.
Yeah.
All right. Telekinetic projectile. Picking that up with my mind and chucking that back at this lizard that's attacking. That's Anachromer's fighting. I just want to get rid of one thing. Hero point. I roll 6. 14. That's fine. That's gonna be a 21 total.
21's gonna hit. Take it out.
10 points damage.
That's exactly what you needed.
And what tries damage.
Pierces the lizard and it dies.
Beautiful.
Yeah, one more action.
I do have one more action.
Stab the priest.
Do it, Nate.
I'm gonna cast shield.
On yourself?
On myself, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I'm waving my arm in a circle of motion and that near invisible disc shows up.
And a Carmen.
I appreciate Fidget for all she's done, but I'm gonna help out Grimlock.
They're just gonna solo this priest.
That's kind of what I wanted. Like Grimlock's the most in trouble. That's kind of what I was going for.
I bet. No, I believe in her. Like I almost did 20 damage on that guy. She's got it. So I moved. Is he getting flanked right now? We need one more person, right?
You need to be able to draw a straight line between you and Grimlock. So if you are here, that would be flanking.
So here I am.
So that is all right. Now you're flanking.
Cool. I'm going to attack him.
Okay.
Oof. 18.
18, making him flat-footed is a hit.
Hey, nice. All right. D6 plus 4, 7. 7 points of damage, piercing damage. Okay. What would happen if I grapple him? He has to break my grapple, right, as an action?
You would have to, but he can still attack with no penalty.
Really?
The only thing grappling would do would make him flat-footed, but you already have him flat-footed because mm-hmm. you're flanking him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't be able to move normally. Pure.
Yes, and he wouldn't be able to move normally.
And he could still attack from the floor if I trip him, right?
Yes.
I think you're going to have to move, Chris. But I'm just going to go ahead and try to attack him again.
Okay.
20 minus 10. 10.
Only or minus 5,
15,
still
yeah.
Still a miss. Wait. It's minus 4 because you're using a finesse weapon, which brings to a 16. He is flat-footed, which brings him to a 17. Never mind, sorry.
It is a finesse weapon. Excited. Look at you.
I'm learning the game. It only took us 25 hours.
There we go.
Way longer than that.
Yeah. Grimlock.
Wait, I'm rolling damage. I'm rolling damage.
You missed.
You said a hit.
No, he said he missed.
Oh, okay.
I tried to tamper with his weapon, but he wouldn't let me near it. Rolled a 13.
Yeah, he wasn't having it.
All right, I'm gonna trip him. Oh, 27 against your 42.
That's a crit.
Back to the fundamentals.
That's a crit trip.
Keep it simple.
Remember the fundamentals.
That's a crit trip. He's flat.
You crit tripped him.
He's flat on his back.
And I go, oh no, I'm hero point. I roll a nat 1.
Whoa.
Oh, 19. There we go.
19 is going to hit.
6 plus 2 points of damage is 8 again.
All right, he's rough. He's really rough.
All right, my turn.
It's the priest's turn. Oh. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you didn't make me roll for poison damage.
Oh yeah, roll a flat check. You need to beat a 15.
Look at me being a nice guy.
Good job.
Elmer the Honest. Oh, Elmer the Dead.
Yeah. I rolled a 7.
You're going to take 6 points of acid damage.
I eat those.
Nom, nom, nom.
All right. It's the priest's turn. The priest looks at you, Fidget, and says, one-on-one me.
1v1 me on Rust Scrub.
And he is going to cast flame. He's going to cast... He's going to cast fear on you.
Fear?
Yeah, so give me a will saving throw.
Too bad I'm immune to fear, sorry.
I'm afraid nothing.
I'm not joking, Joe. I'm immune to fear.
Are you serious?
No. No. Will save?
Yeah, will save.
19.
That is a failure. You're frightened too.
His check is over 19?
Yes.
Alright, fine too.
And then he's going to cast heal on himself for one action.
I feel like you're lying to me, but whatever.
Yeah, I'll do that.
That's 3 actions total.
What's a fear do?
Lowered a lot of my stats.
So he goes ahead and touches his chest, and an unholy light blows through his body.
What's an unholy light look like?
Purplish.
Hmm.
With a black green tint.
Shows all your sins.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then it's Increasia's turn. And Increasia looks over to the lizard and says, Tootsie, it's time. Commence plan. Pray. Tootsie looks over at Increasia and nods and goes over to the bridge. Looks at all 3 of you.
Don't do this.
What are you doing? Are you exploding?
This is not good.
And is going to vomit a gout of acid in a 15-foot cone.
Wait, this fucking guy on the floor?
No, the lizard.
The lizard.
Oh, what the?
No, but who does he spray?
Yeah, what cone?
Yes, it's me.
On those guys.
Yeah, and
Grimlock. On all 3 of you.
His homie, too.
And his homie.
On all 3 of you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Did we get
Give me a basic reflex save. And don't crit fail this.
Grimlock rolled a 24.
I rolled a 14.
Okay, you just fail it. You don't crit fail. Grimlock, you succeed, so you're going to take half of 3d6.
Oh, whoa. God.
So that's 13 points of damage to you, Anacarmen, and 6 points of damage to you, Grimlock. And you see the retainer just melt into the ground.
The what?
The dude.
The dude.
Oh, he's...
The dude. Enter.
Okay, he's...
That guy.
Oh, well, I begrudgingly eat that.
Nom, 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 nom.
Naz, it's your turn.
Is he flat-footed? Can I flank him?
He's not flat-footed.
He's not facing me, though. Can I flank him?
There is no facing in Pathfinder. Everything can look in all directions at all times.
We're like owls.
Exactly.
Owls? What?
Like owls?
Like we stay up late, Zach.
Yeah, exactly. We stay up late.
Oh.
If Zach goes behind him, wouldn't he be flat-footed?
No, because Grimlock would have to be threatening him. So he'd have to be right next to him.
I mean, he kind of seems pretty.
You can guarantee he's not threatened.
What if I start growling at him?
I mean, Anna Carmen just ate that begrudgingly.
He seems upset that his friend died, but that's about it.
They're not real friends, then. Okay.
Go stab the priest.
That's too far. Is it too far? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's too far. Yeah, it's too far.
Yeah, you can do 2 moves.
What?
2 moves and then stab him.
Is he almost
dead? Full turn.
What's his?
We don't know. He healed himself right now too.
This lizard is about to kill them. Though.
Yeah, no, I gotta get this lizard.
Armored fist.
You punched shit. Him. Whoops. I punched him on accident. But
you missed.
Ah! Don't fuck with my fans.
Oh shit.
That doesn't sound like miss.
Uh oh. So
that hits.
That hits. That's a 20.
He bit the corrosive lizard.
Yeah. So you bit the corrosive lizard. So
I have a big one.
Give me another flat check. Give me another flat check.
What the fuck?
I don't think there's anything that happens if you critically fail it. So your natural one isn't going to do anything awful. But you are going to take 4 more points of acid damage.
4 more?
As the acid from the leg bite that you took begins to spread.
Okay, alright. That's my turn.
And Snap, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, so is this 1v1 still happening, or is it not looking good?
What's the vibe? Wait, what's
going on? Yeah, what's the vibe, Nate?
Vibe check.
Fidget locks eyes with Snap, and you see a streak of pure terror, and hers a quick like little like a small like nod, like it's like.
I think that's just okay. That's just the spell talking. She's not really scared.
It's just spell talking. It's up to you then. However you feel.
Snowflake can make it there in 2 seconds. And then I'll take a bite attack. 16.
16 is going to miss. Just barely, though.
Alright, and then I will take 2 attacks with the sling. So the first one, 19 to hit. And the second one is... What, 15 to hit? No, 16 to hit?
16's gonna miss, but sure, 19 does hit.
Okay, so then 4 points of damage onto the priest.
Alright, the amount of rocks this party throws.
Where are you getting all these rocks from?
The beach.
Okay.
The rock store.
Fidget, you are feared too.
Yeah, I know I'm feared. Despite it all. Despite all my rage.
I am still.
Just a rat in a cage. So she's gonna just like look at the dude and still like be scared, but then knowing that like, you know, that like Snap's got her back, she feels a little bit more her heart lighten up a little bit, and then she's going to telekinetic projectile the knife out of the lizard's body and into this dude's body. Okay. That's a 22.
That hits.
That's gonna be 11 points damage.
Okay. So close, guys. It's on its left. He's on his last leg. And a Carmen. A Fidget, I'm sorry, you have one.
Shield again. Just keep me shield up.
So is it me now, or?
It is you.
Alright, flat check.
Doesn't pass. You're gonna take 4 more points of damage.
Alright, I'm not eating these anymore, guys. It's eating me.
He got a 3 on his flat check.
Alright, I walk up to the lizard. It is now. It's flat footed. I'm gonna stab this thing. +9, 15.
That's a miss.
Wow.
Just barely.
All right. Well, shit. Let's hope this not. Oh, rolled another 6. 10. That's unfortunate.
That's a miss. All right, Grimlock.
When you say corrupted priest, does that mean that they got evil in them? What is that?
Yeah.
So is that holy water? Would that dude summon them? Would I know that?
Probably doesn't do anything against a normal human being.
So they're not. They gotta be like other dimension evil.
Like if you went to like a prison and you threw holy water at someone, it's not gonna hurt them.
Okay. Like in the real world? Because there's not real world demons in here.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know what Joe's trying to say here, but I don't agree with it. I don't stand with it. He's on his own.
If you go to the worst part of the prisons, not the normal prisons.
I still don't know if I agree with what you're saying.
We'll skip past all that. That's move swiftly.
You need to have prison reform.
Just gotta put it in. Alright, I rolled an 11. I missed with my attack as I step closer to this lizard.
You're throwing.
And it is not flat footed to you.
Not yet, maybe. But after I
try it. Try to trip it. You can't. You won't.
No, I second attack. That's a 15. Damn it.
No, that's a 20. It already has your attack number 2.
Oh, you're right. That's a 20, Joe.
That's a hit.
That's 12 points of damage.
You do a giant gash into this lizard. Not looking good here. It's not looking good. It's the priest's turn. The priest is gonna yell, Tootsie! Help! And the lizard is going to not pay attention because it's dying. It's gonna attack the thing that bit it.
All the things.
It's a 28.
Oh, shit.
That might be a crit.
That is a crit. Bullshit is not a crit.
That's the thing that bit it, not hit it.
No, yeah, no, it's probably a crit on Naz.
Yeah.
The 28?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
R.I.P.
Yeah, get
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
What happened?
Zach.
You got bit.
Zach, you're dead.
Sorry,
you're gonna die.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, of course. That's fine. We know.
We always know.
R.I.P. Bozo.
28 to hit, Naz.
20, wait, say it again?
28.
Who?
Did it crit you or not?
No, I'm alive.
What's your AC?
1,000. Yes, it hits.
So, that's not the question.
What's your AC?
His AC is 17.
How the fuck did he know? How does he know?
Because I can look at your character sheet. Yes.
You jerk.
I critted you twice this fight then.
Oh, whatever.
Well, this it doesn't change 20, much right now. This does 22 points of damage to you.
What?
Dead. Naz is finally dead.
Rex down.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Does that put you down?
Yes.
All right, that puts you to dying too because it was a crit. You're going to move in the turn order, so you're not going to have to do your flat check just yet or your persistent damage. But if you take that persistent damage, you're going to go to dying 3. And then if you fail that flat check, you're dead.
Guys, you're dead.
All right, audience, Naz is dead.
Next time.
It's on next.
Pokemon.
What will our heroes do next time? It's going to attack Anacarmen.
Nimble dodge.
RIP.
It only rolls a 10.
Yeah, that's a attack of. That's an attack. I get to attack it because it's a critical fail.
Okay.
I don't think I have to roll the hit.
You do have to roll the hit.
Yeah, you just have to make an attack of opportunity.
Yep, you're right. All right. Plus 9. 20.
Nasty.
That's a hit.
9 points of damage.
You take it out because of Chris's extra 2 points of damage from overdrive that he just messaged us.
just want to put out that friendly reminder.
You stab it, but you're going to need to give me a fat check.
A flat check. Well, Joe, I just checked and I am pretty fat. So. There you go.
Joe, do I have to check too?
Why are we body shaming each other now on here?
Damn, Joe.
Why are we doing that on here? I thought this was a safe space, Joe.
Just give me your flat check.
Fine.
No, Grimlock, you do not have to.
Is it still 15?
It's only if it pierces you. Still yeah, a 15. It's 15.
Okay, well,
wait, does it go down one for each?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's until it's done.
It doesn't have an end.
So am I taking damage or not?
You take 1 point of damage.
Guys, I need help. I took a lot of damage that fight. I have 7 HP left.
I got a lot of stuff to do on my turn. I'm heading over.
It's the priest's turn.
Unless he kills you first.
What to do?
Joe, I don't like Joe with pop.
Yeah. That makes me nervous. So, to stop persistent damage, So according to the rules, it's up to the GM when it ends. So, but it usually takes a minute for persistent damage to stop. But we can assist him. We can assist the recovery where we can help him out.
Suck the poison out.
Yeah, and then it'll reduce the flat check. It's kind of like up to us and the GM to determine how we help, like kind of thing.
I'm going to say that the flat check is reduced by 1 every turn, but I don't think either of them have rolled above an 11.
No.
So it is now a flat check of 12.
Okay.
18. And this priest is going to move by Fidget, and it's going to try to tackle you into the air.
I'm strong.
Are you in the air? Airstream.
Mm-hmm. It didn't even give me his athletics ability because it did not think I would do this.
Yeah, Joe, because you're priests, not muscleheads.
Alright, so you know what? He's not going to do that.
Wow, what a coward.
You know what? Screw it. He's just going to roll a d20. I rolled an 18. plus okay. at least 2, so 20.
I guess my what?
Is he punching him?
Against your fortitude DC.
How do I find my fortitude DC?
So there's your 10 AC. 10
plus your whatever. 10
plus,
your
yeah.
Bonuses.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that beats him. I have 16.
All right. He pushes you into the moat.
He tackles me, so we both fall in.
He tackles you, and you both fall in.
Okay. Yeah, Joe, you can't escape
and
it.
On the way down, mm-hmm. the air kind of cushions your fall, and the way you land, he lands mm-hmm. on his neck, breaking it, oh even God. With the cushion.
Oh, God.
Fuck. Jesus Christ,
Joe. Really wanted this fight to end.
But you take 5 points of damage.
Okay, all right. Fucking land on my butt.
Can you hear it following you?
Jesus, Joe. Yeah, Joe really wanted this fight to end.
I get it. Long fight.
Fidget! I run over.
It's too late. He's gone.
Right.
He's gone.
No, Fidget. Fidget! How deep is this cavern, Joe? What is this? A cavern? A trench. Let's call it a trench.
It's a trench.
There we go.
It's a moat.
It's dark down here, but you can still see them. It's about 30 feet. Deep.
I cast stabilize on Naz.
I forgot about Naz.
Hey, Anna Carmen, give me a flat check.
Oh God.
It is 12 now.
What is 12? Oh, to beat it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That one.
Anna Carmen passes out.
Anna Carmen, you take 4 points of damage.
All right, I'm still standing, but
Naz, give me a flat check.
That's 3 points of damage. 3 HP less.
What's that?
Naz passes his flat check. The poison passes through his body. Anna Carmen, give me a flat check.
I thought it was at the GM's discretion. I guess this dude wants to keep going. Great. Is it still 12?
It is now 11.
You guys gotta roll.
Wow. Two
You're doing this on purpose.
Two You're doing nat this on ones in a row. Yeah, Zach, I'm doing this on purpose.
Take 2 points of acid damage.
Oh, 2 points of acid damage. Great.
And a comment. Give me a flat check.
Oh, is it still 11 to beat it?
It's a 10 now.
Oh, great.
What's going on right. up there? What's happening?
All right, here I go.
Be quiet. Anna Carmen's dying right now.
Oh, wow. Ooh. What are the odds? Dude, something's broken with this game's RNG. Something is broken with Roll20's RNG. Holy shit. So for the
you leveled up, you're level 4.
For the audience, what? What did he say?
We leveled up.
You're level 4?
Level 4.
Everybody? Nice.
With that nat 20.
The nat 20
what?
Caused the level. Right.
Are you serious? Are you
being serious?
I'm being serious. You guys are level 4.
Oh, thank God. Whoa. That's cool.
We'll see you next week.
What?
Wait!
That's a terrible way to end an episode.
All right, P Fidget. No, I fuck with it. RIP
Fidget. Marcus is like,
yeah, we could walk away and no one would know.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.